you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you on this fine Monday. Oh, yes. It's a beautiful day indeed. June 29th already. And I have some good news for you. I'm so excited, just beyond myself. I have a grand treasure, a brand new grandbaby born yesterday morning, about 10:30 in the morning yesterday. Congratulations going out to my beautiful daughter, Shelby, and her husband, Nathan. This is their third little girl. Her name is Colby Carlane. And she joins Chloe and Collins, and I'm just beside myself. I can't wait to see her. They're in South Dakota, of course, and so they're a little ways away. And with all this COVID-19, even big sisters had to do like a FaceTime introduction to sister, and all is well. Big little girl. She's 9 pounds, 15 ounces, and 21 and like a fourth inches long. And I'm just so proud of my daughter, and I know both Nathan and Shelby are great parents, and they make me proud, and I'm excited. In a few weeks, about 1 month away or so, I get to go there and meet this grand treasure of mine. And I know if you're a grandparent, you know that feeling of, oh my goodness, the legacy continues and moves on, and I just am just thankful, very thankful to God for his faithfulness in our family and these beautiful babies that are born each and every day. In fact, if it's your birthday today, I want to tell you happy birthday. In fact, I've got a couple friends. Yes, my friend Jamie Hamilton, it's her birthday today. Jamie and I have been friends since I were 10. She was my first friend that I met when I moved here to Salem, Oregon. We both went to Bush Elementary School, and we've known each other over a lifetime. And she is a super cool girl, and I'm so thankful to have her as a friend. And then a friend back in Arkansas, Tim Hamm, it's his birthday today. And I want to remind you, listeners, just like it's Tim's birthday, and I saw this on Facebook, his wife Shauna did a big thing on Facebook. It's kind of fun. We can keep in touch that way through Facebook and find out whose birthday it is, or anniversary, or special events, or graduations, all of those things, life events. But I want to remind you as a listener, if you have someone special in your life that you want to wish a happy birthday to or have me give them a shout out in the morning, I'd love to do that. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news, or Facebook message on Facebook, KSLM.news. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and we are hanging out today. I am excited to have in the studio with us today, and it's kind of an urgent thing we're going to talk about this morning because of COVID-19. You know, it's just rearranged our whole lives, even how people have babies, right? Even how we celebrate birthdays and weddings and all of that. It's just totally rearranged things, and we had an opportunity to go up to the coast. My parents are still here visiting, and we went up all the way up to Cannon Beach area, and got to see Cannon Beach and the ocean, and the weather was really cooperative. It was a beautiful day yesterday, and we saw some people wearing masks, some people not, but that county isn't required to in that area, so that was kind of nice to be through the hills of the beautiful Oregon and get out there and enjoy some fresh air. But as we continue to look at how this is affecting us, you could see in the eyes of the people, they were so excited to be outside, excited to be in the fresh air, excited to enjoy themselves and have some liberty and do something somewhat normal. But our whole community, especially close to home right here in Salem, things are upended. Things are still in crisis mode in many, many areas. And the lives of people and their day-to-day expenses, like rent's coming up again. People still don't have unemployment. The stimulus check is long gone. And I think I can continue to paint this picture, but the reality is there are organizations, phenomenal organizations in our community behind the scenes, and their stories don't get told often enough. Having been involved in nonprofit work, I know how important that is and how important it is to make sure to sound the alarm and let people know that there is a need out there. Because you and I, those of us us who are blessed and don't have some of the worries that some of these folks have want to do something. We want to get involved. We want to roll up our sleeves and get be a part of the solution. Sometimes we just don't know how. And when we hear on the news a lot of times all the trouble, we often don't hear ways that we can be of help. And this morning, the show is designed to be of help and to let you know ways that we can be engaged. In fact, I'm kind of excited because our friends at Honky Tonk, they have lined up with us, Diana and her team there, and given us a gift card this morning to help in the process. And if you decide you want to be involved in this, and what we're going to do is tell you a little more here in a minute, but if you decide you want to be involved, your name is going to be in a drawing. And out of that, you're going to get a gift card. Yep, to dinner, whatever, however you want to use it, at the Honky Tonk Bar and Grill right here in Salem. So I'm excited about that. So let me introduce our guests. Stephanie Bob is with United Way, and she is here in the studio with me, and I've asked her to come in and give us an update. And my intent was, let's do something. Let's do something positive for our community. Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for being here.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm good.
I love your hat.
Thank you.
She is wearing a beautiful Mickey Mouse hat, and she's got this big smile. She has her shirt on, Women United, and she's here to give us a report. Tell us what's been going on at United Way.
So since COVID hit in March, we have been getting food boxes out to individuals who are either immune compromised, seniors who can't get to the stores or can't drive. We've partnered with Center 50 Plus in their delivering to folks who used to come into the center on a daily basis and get lunch, and now they deliver food boxes to them. So all in all, it's been running between 500 and 600 boxes a week, and some of our staff members are immune compromised or are over a certain age. And so our staff has been pared way back. And so we've tried very, very hard to just keep our staff delivering these boxes. And then we brought in some volunteers. We've had a couple of just phenomenal volunteers that come in on a weekly basis and help us unpack between $6,000 and $8,000 worth of groceries every single week to turn around, bag them up, box them up out to families and individuals.
And what's been happening is there's such a growth of need in our community. People are hearing about this, and you're giving boxes every day away, and it's growing and growing. There's the lack of need is not there, right? People are saying, I need help and I need food. And now there's other things that are needing attention of the resources of United Way. And so it's somewhat of a competition. You know, people are wanting housing. People are needing medical intervention. People are needing even some of the other things that you're doing. Talk to us about some of the other things that you're doing and the impact that you're having there.
Well, the way that United Way does business has completely changed since March. But the other things that we do haven't changed. Safe Sleep, our no barrier women's shelter, is still operational. We have not missed one day since December 15th. We're trying to up the occupancy from 19 to 40. With a remodel, and that need didn't change. We still have women standing there waiting to get in every single day at 7 p.m. Crisis Response United is a mental health van that we've purchased the van. We've started fundraising for, and it will be intended to go out and assess mental health issues. We're still fundraising for those things. The way that COVID hit us, we literally spun on a dime. One day we were doing things normal, the next day we were not. And as we've transitioned and started working very hard on getting the food boxes out and making sure that these individuals are getting what they need, and sometimes it's even hygiene items and toilet paper for a while when that was all going on. But the other things are still needed, and our partners that we've had in the past have all been affected by this as well, which means our fundraising has been affected.
Right. And so how this normally works with the fundraising is a lot of times United will come and do a presentation to your business, your corporation, and allow direct access to your employees. And then what you do, and this is what I've done in the past for many years, different places that I've lived, is I'll say, okay, $3 out of every check will go to United Way. And then the payroll processing pays out of all the employees together a check to United Way.
Correct.
Right? Is that how that works? And so think about this, friends. Just join me down this little road. Hopefully it's not a rabbit trail too bad. But you think about people getting laid off. You think about businesses, small businesses, and those that have made verbal commitments or people have made commitments, and now they're not getting these checks.
Correct.
Maybe they're not even getting unemployment checks. And so all of that funding now has dried up or changed drastically for United Way, but they're still doing the great things that they do. The demand hasn't gone away. And so when she talks about fundraising and doing things differently, really many, many organizations across this town, across the whole Pacific Northwest, across America, mm-hmm. is ways trying to figure out how to do this. And I contend and think it's so much better that we roll up our sleeves and help in our neighborhood than it is to just send money to some national organization. We don't know where it goes. There's more accountability, again, that local government thing. And so we want to partner with you today. And we want to see how many food boxes we can get sponsored. This is something we can do directly. This is something we can do today. And make people aware of other ways that they can be involved, other projects that they can be involved. And so we're going to continue the conversation, but I want to throw this out there, because if you sign on today and you go to UnitedWayMWV.org, and you click on United Way COVID Response and Recovery, and you donate to the fund, and you sponsor one of these boxes, $20 sponsorship or more, or any kind of donation today, they have a way to track that. And at the end of today, we're going to draw a name, and someone's going to get a gift card, okay, to the Honky Tonk Barn Grill, and she will get me that name, and we'll announce it on the air tomorrow, okay? So this is how this works. So again, United Way MWV. I don't have my glasses on. Get that donation in, and it will make a difference. It'll make a difference.
It makes a huge difference.
And we'll announce that on the air. And we know that this will go right into our community. And people that are food insecure have immunity challenges. They can't get out and get their groceries. These are delivered. There's a great process. Several volunteers are getting involved. It's not just United Way staff. Several organizations are getting involved. And when we come back here in a minute from this break, I want us to talk about where you're getting this stuff. How is it coming to you? And I want to talk a little bit more about the cost behind each and every week putting these food boxes together. But I've heard from community members how this is making an impact. And maybe you have somebody that you know, maybe a neighbor, someone in your neighborhood could be blessed by a service like this. You know, I like I said, there's not a lack of people needing the resources. It's just getting the resources to them and not having a choice between one program and another. And we know how important and essential food services are. And so we're going to say this one more time right now. United Way, right? MWV.
org.
Put my glasses on. .org. Click on the United COVID-19 Response and Recovery, and you can donate to the fund. Anything else on that? What's the phone number if someone had a question?
It's 503-363-1651, mm-hmm. and Annie will be there to answer your calls, and then she will forward any information on to myself or Liz.
Yes, and so we'll draw that by the end of today, anybody who's donated into the fund. And in these boxes, let's describe, we've got about 30 seconds to describe what's actually in the box that we're gifting to somebody.
We try really hard to keep the items that are in the box and something that's usable, tangible, and can stretch over the week. So there's a lot of dry goods, but we also try to put some produce in there as well.
When you think about going through the drive-thru or even buying a pizza tonight, you know, can you forego, you know, a little extra something for you today to help someone else out? I think I can. Let's roll up our sleeves and get involved and sponsor a box today. Again, United Way, MWV.org. And we'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. Want to thank Bill Sunderland with Sunderland Agency Country Financial for sponsoring our morning show this morning. You can get a hold of Bill, 503-885-0789, in the studio hanging out with me, Stephanie Bob, with United Way of the Mid-Willamette Valley, and we are talking about all the programs and services and things that United Way has been doing, and of course, stepping up big time when we're talking about COVID-19, the pandemic, and everything that in our community, the behind the scenes, the things that we don't know, they're there, and they're supporting many organizations and network together with many organizations in this community, not only deal with the homeless issues, but the food insecure issues, the housing issues. There's so many things in this community that we just don't understand and we don't know. We're very blessed. Many of us are very blessed. We don't have to deal with any of this stuff. And so they're there to take care of it. And how they get their funding is generally mostly through working with corporations in our area who do campaigns. I call them campaigns, where you make a commitment out of your weekly, monthly, bi-monthly check to put money. I love it because it's like a pre-tax thing, and you don't even know. It's like $3, $4, $5, $10, $25, whatever. You don't even realize it. You know, you just deal with the check that you're given or gets deposited in your account. And it really does make a big benefit. If all of us do that, it's compounded in a sense to work and benefit our community. Well, with that being said, many people laid off. A lot of those campaigns, they haven't been able to do their normal campaign growth through the off season. In the fall, they do their big campaign and commitment. Everything's changed. So we're doing our part, doing the best we can here to make sure that people continue to get their needs met through the great work that United Way is doing with their partners. Now, Stephanie, tell me a little bit about how these food boxes, we know how it's grown and how you've gotten volunteers, and every day you're putting these boxes and they're delivering and all of those great things. Who puts the stuff? I mean, where do you get the stuff to put into the boxes? Talk to me about that.
It's a great question. I don't know if the folks that are listening ever shop at Grocery Outlet on Lancaster, but Jason rocks, and he's the guy that gets us our groceries every single week. Mm-hmm. So on Thursday, I'll send him an email that says, I need 450 boxes of cereal and 450 apples and milk and eggs and bread and produce. And he'll get back on the phone with me and say, okay, I can get this, or I can't get that. And we kind of muddle through to be able to give each person really enough staples to get them through. And it could be beans, it could be rice, it could be pasta, but then something to go with it. We've tried very hard to get them some sort of protein every week, whether that's cheese or meat. But he bends over backwards. There was never any, he will actually pull things off of his shelf to make sure that these individuals' bags have what they need in them before he stocks his shelf. He's pretty amazing, and he bends over backwards for us every single week.
I have a story about this grocery outlet. I too have been blessed to shop there personally. It's where I choose to go. And I have to tell you that my friend Jamie, the one who has a birthday today, happy birthday, Jamie, she took me there. She says, you need to know about the grocery outlet. She's given me the orientation, and you know, if you see something, you better grab it because it might not be here next time, and things like that. And she sees a worker there, and she says, hey, she says, this is my new friend. She's just moved to, or this is my old friend, and she's just moved to town. She's new back to town, and I'm showing her, and they're like, and about 5 minutes later, they come with a coupon, and they bless Jamie with a coupon and me with a coupon. Thank you for being in our store. Thank you for sharing with your friend. And I just thought, whoa, that is so different than anything I've ever experienced before. That was pretty, you could tell they're committed to relationship. And so shout out to them today.
They're pretty awesome. So for the month of July, they usually partner with someone and do a fundraiser. And they're actually running a fundraiser and coincided or alongside with us this month.
Oh.
It's a sponsor $5 bag. And all of their information is as you walk in, which is all going to this COVID thing. And he's trying really hard to make our dollars stretch, but to also give us a little bit of support as well. And, you know, they're all locally owned. So he owns that store. He has a franchise. And so we're helping that store. So during COVID, you know, when we're buying between $6,000 and $8,000 of the groceries every single week, we're supporting, again, what's raised here stays here. What's purchased here stays here. And so it's been nice that we can support him as well as he's supported us just right back. He's
excellent.
A great, great guy.
Awesome. And so if you're a business owner and you're listening this morning, or you know someone that has a business, you know, maybe funds are tight, but there's something that you have of use that can partner together with someone like the United Way, looking for ways to build those bridges to make our community better. Anything else in the these boxes from anywhere else, or you get volunteers, right? From
we do. We have a string of volunteers. I have 11 drivers that deliver every week from all walks. A lot of chamber members, a lot of people that I've just met through the community. But shout out to other organizations, if I may. Mm-hmm. Sackcloth and Ashes, their corporate office is here. They lend us their employees every single week. We have a Delta pilot and his wife that comes in every single week.
Wow.
And unloads our truck for us and helps mm-hmm. us pack. She's very specific about how the family boxes are packed to make sure that there's enough for everyone. Mm-hmm. We have a family of 9 that we've been supporting every week.
Wow.
And they come out and help her carry things in. One person carries the pasta, another person carries the jar of pasta. It's pretty cute. Mm-hmm. Dakota Roofing, New York Life, Kaiser Computer Doctor, Four Seasons, Southern Hills, Meadow Creek. These are all organizations that have loaned us their employees to help us get these food boxes out and have supported us since this thing started.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's pretty incredible. And when you think about all of us putting a little bit of effort together, when someone gives their time, talent, and treasure to something and it multiplies, it's a phenomenal effect. It's a positive effect onto our community. And it's like dropping a pebble into a pond mm-hmm. and the rippling. We just never know. We never know until we hear a story back. What kinds of stories are you hearing from people impacted by the food boxes?
Well, these individuals that are driving for us have started calling these folks that we're delivering to my people. I just love delivering to my people. And they know when someone needs something. We've had people request pet food, toilet paper. One gentleman needed a couple of masks because he had to go out to a couple of appointments and he didn't have any masks. They'll come back to the warehouse and grab things and take them back out to these individuals that need them.
That's what I'm talking about. We think the hokey pokey is what it's all about. No, community connecting, helping one another out. That's what it's all about. And you have an opportunity, my friend, to make a difference. Join the momentum. Let's impact our community. Donate to the fund today. We'll tell you more about it when we get back after this break. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. We'll be back. Good morning to you on this fine Monday. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. How was your weekend? It was a great weekend. The weather this week, going to be a beautiful week again. Temperatures in the 70s. In fact, today, high temperature 75, partly cloudy sky. Currently at the KSLM studios, 57 degrees. Maybe a little bit of rain showers tomorrow and Wednesday, but again, still temperatures high 60s, mid 70s throughout the week. Towards next weekend, guess what? Sunshine and warm weather in the 80s. Might be a great weekend to work out in your yard, perhaps go camping, something fun like that. And if you were working in the yard this weekend and you have some of those recyclable type things that you need to drop off, right? Well, I want to remind you, Clayton Ward Recycling is accepting concrete, wood, yard debris, dirt, and gravel, cardboard, newspaper, and office paper as well. Some charges may apply, but there is no charge for many of these items. No waiting, easy unloading, fast and friendly service. Family owned and operated. Clayton Ward Recycling off of Mainline Drive in Kaiser. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, 7 to 3 on Saturday, 503-393-8700. And so, as we continue on this morning, we are doing some good. We're rolling up our sleeves. We're being part of the part of the positive solution here in Salem as we continue to work our way through this pandemic and get back to business as usual, whatever that is, right? Got Stephanie Bob in the studio, and I've got the United Way website up, and I've got my glasses on. So let's see. UnitedWayMWV.org is the link, and we're doing something pretty cool this morning, and I want to say thank you to Honky Tonk Bar and Grill, my friend Diana, who said, yes, I want to step up and give a gift card. So if you donate today, $20 to a gift box, donate to the fund. You click on their link. I've got it right up here in front of me. $20 one-time donation, and you give, and they'll give us the names of the people who donate today, and we're going to do a drawing, and we're going to pick somebody to get a gift card, and I'll announce it on the radio tomorrow who our winner is. And that's just something given back, again, connecting, thanking you for getting involved. What are other things people can do to get involved?
You know, a lot of times we get questions about, I want to volunteer, I want to volunteer, I want to volunteer, which we so appreciate. And under normal circumstances, Day of Action, Day of Caring would be happening right about now. People could come out and help us partner with other nonprofits and get some projects done. But because of social distancing and because we are trying very hard to stick to those guidelines, we just don't have the space. We can't have a bunch of people show up and try and give us their volunteer hours. Through a good 360 program, we've been able to get some more volunteers in there to help us unpack some Amazon donations. But for the most part, right now with COVID restrictions, the best thing that we can do is be supported through some sort of financial support.
And when you talk about the 360 program, that's a similar program in that there's box of good things going out into the community, right?
It's the most amazing program. So we partnered with Amazon through a national organization called Good 360. Amazon gives us its returns or unsellables. The way that Amazon works is you basically rent space through Amazon, and anybody could sell through Amazon. And believe me, anything is sold through Amazon. And then if it doesn't get sold, you have the option of either re-upping your rent space, or they say, we'll send it back to you at your cost, or we'll donate it. And if it's donated, it comes to us. And so we get a box, and the box could be full of anywhere from kitchen items to socks to party supplies, but also food. Believe it or not, dry food and dry cat food, dry dog food, sometimes bird seed. And so our other nonprofit organizations can register through the national program and then come in and go shopping and help their clients. For instance, Center for Hope and Safety will come in and get items that'll help someone who's just left a domestic dispute issue and get them reset up. They'll get a coffee maker and pots and pans and maybe some bedding, toys for the kids, those type of things.
Yes, I know when I was a foster mom, at one point I had several kids. I think one family had three extra kids just from that one family. And because I was a foster mom and through the county that I worked at, I had ability to go somewhere and get, you know, things for my home at a discounted cost because I was in that system and that system of care and caring for that as a way they could support me as a foster mom and my limited resources. And so it's neat that you could partner together with the other nonprofits that you help support and help fundraise, et cetera. One early on in the pandemic, you had received some funding, and several organizations got blessed by some funding early on, little grants. How many of those went out?
The micro grants, they were at $300 a piece, and I believe 39 of them went out. We exhausted those funds pretty quickly, and it was intended to help the other organizations, you know, do the things that they needed to stay safe with regards to face masks and gloves, and then Clorox wipes, which they went out very, very quickly.
Very fast, because as we know, a lot of these restaurants and businesses that are now open again, many of them had a huge cost of putting up barriers and not just the masks and the point of sale stuff, but they had to put, you know, plastic up and move things around, and all of those things cost. Even just finding the lumber and the, you know, the materials to build these things costs a lot of money. So to be able to have those mini grants go out right away, that's talking about fast response to these nonprofit organizations who, again, they're doing things differently, you know, as we talk about. So we're encouraging you to go online and get involved. A $20 box, $20 can change a life. It changed several lives. And oftentimes these are going out to not just individuals, but families that have essential needs that they need to help for food resources. $20 makes a difference. If you give today $20 online, go to their website at
It's unitedwaymwv.org.
And you hit the COVID-19 resources, and there's a donate button. Everybody that donates, their name will go into a drawing, and we'll pick someone out to get a wonderful gift card. And then you'll be blessed, because, you know, that's how it works. We help each other. We get helped, all of that. Talk to me a little bit about the shower program and where that's at. I think this is a wonderful part of what you do. And I know that kind of got that changed a little bit during the pandemic.
Unfortunately, it's changed a lot. There's no way for us to adequately clean the trailer due to COVID. Yet you have to scrub everything down, let it sit for a certain amount of time. And the gentleman who runs the trailer is immune compromised and of a certain age. And so during the pandemic, it actually hasn't been out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're waiting for restrictions to get lifted before it'll go back out. It was such a blessing while it was out on the road. It was going to different locations. It was even at Safe Sleep on Wednesdays so that the ladies could shower on mm-hmm. Wednesdays when they come in. And it, you know, personal hygiene is so important,
mm-hmm.
Especially during COVID, you know, washing your hands, wash. And they just don't have the ability to do that right now. And I believe that there are some showers that have opened up at Lighthouse and or UGM. But for the most part, even that program has kind of gone almost down to nothing just because of the sanitary piece of it.
And we don't even think about that, but how important that is during the pandemic. You know, the people that are housing compromised, they're living on the streets, you know, they need to stay safe and sanitized and all of those things. And so these programs that support this, we're giving a chance now to highlight that. But I think for the most part, we don't understand what's behind the scenes on what's going on there. Talk to me a little bit about your response vehicle. What do you call that? That's such a cool thing. And that's got a neat name too.
It's called CREW, mm-hmm. Crisis Response United. I hope that's the name today. Sometimes it changes.
Putting you on the spot.
Yeah, sure. But it's intended to be a mental health van. What we know about the unsheltered is a lot of them are mentally compromised for one reason or another. And sometimes when you see someone on the streets who's acting out or having some behaviors, it's often due to a mental health crisis, not mm-hmm. necessarily drug inflicted, although it can be. We're not naive. But our law enforcement and our safety officers are spending a lot of time going on these calls and evaluating. And their job is not to evaluate mental health. Their job is to keep our streets safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so by putting the crisis response unit out there, it allows our individuals who are trained in mental health and medical to assess the situation. Maybe someone's having a diabetic episode rather than a mental health episode.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go down into the camps and really see how things are, how individuals are coping, what they need. Is there some immediate needs? Can we get them some help? Do they really need to go someplace to get some help? Or is it something that can be addressed right then and there? And although Alluvium is on the road and they're out helping, they're doing medical assessments and medical treatment, and CREW is really going to be intended to be mental health.
More mental health, mm-hmm. and a lot of times needing that component to it. In fact, when they're talking right now, many communities across America, and we're hearing this discussion about reform and how we're policing and things like that, and some think just mental health component is enough. I personally think that there needs to be a team, mental health and security or police or whatever, in some of these vulnerable situations too. And of course, my crisis response background would say that, mm-hmm. To make sure that everybody's safe in the situation, especially when you're getting called to a domestic violence thing, to de-escalate, you do need a little bit of security and force along with the mental health component. So it's exciting to hear that there's the medical out there, but there's this mental health component. And what do you need to do for fundraising for that?
So we purchased the van. And we got a small micro grant to get it started, but we had kind of put it on hold thinking that Alluvium was going to kind of pick up that slack.
Mm-hmm.
And when their response has been more medical, there was a city council meeting last week and they were like, hey, we need CAHOOTS is the program that we're kind of modeling after mm-hmm. in Eugene.
Right.
Great program. It's been around for a long, long time. So we are going to start actively fundraising. So during COVID, as we start to transition back into what we used to do, we will now be working still on the COVID response with the food boxes. Now we've got crisis response. We've got the campaigns getting ready to kick off. We've got Safe Sleep going on. So we're busy.
Well, we're doing our part right here at KSLM Radio. Come alongside United Way of the Mid-Willamette Valley, and you have a chance to get involved as well. Team up with us, make a difference. Donate to the fund today, $20. Can you do it? Go to, what is the website again?
UnitedWayMWV.org.
Okay, go there today, and we're going to draw a gift card. It's going to be awesome. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this.
Good morning. It's a good-
Good morning to you. It is a good morning indeed. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use. And I want to encourage you, if you have a maybe an idea of a guest, maybe you have an event coming up, something that's happening in your community, your church, your nonprofit organization, let me know. I'd love to have you on the air, or your friend, or your pastor, or, you know, whomever. This is your community radio station. And even if you're not in Salem directly, maybe you're in Silverton or Independence, Monmouth, Turner, Woodburn, and around the area, we would love to have you on. Talk to us a little bit about that. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM. News. And in the studio with me today, we're having fun, and it's like we're having so much fun, it should be illegal, right? Giggling and talking about our community and just how COVID is affecting us, you know, personally, everything that we know as moms, as wives, as community leaders, you know, everything that we know is just so different. And being mindful and being respectful and really wanting to honor the fact that, you know, this is a real, and we do, or we're kind of starting to know some people that have been affected by it. But the reality is that I keep saying we have to live life. We have to continue to live life, and we have to be guarded and do our best part to make sure our immune system is built up, make sure that we're staying healthy and doing our part and being respectful. But yet at some point, we can't be so in fear of the disease that we stop living. And that's kind of where we're at. We're in that business as usual, trying to get back to that and having a plan. And all along the last several months, while everything is upended and changing and people are home, and then, but other people have to work, and essential and non-essential and all of these labels, the new woke. I mean, we're hearing words pivot, things that we, you know, the new, we're in it together, you know, all of these little cliche things that seem to minimize the impact that's going on in people's lives. And all of our lives have been impacted in one way or another. And one of that is, one of those things is, how we help. We haven't even been able to really go to church, you know, and church has always been such a great resource of, okay, here's a need, let's run and meet it. You know, people aren't able to go to have coffee with their community friends and talk about what's needed in that community. And Joe over here needs, you know, he needs some help. So we're going to all show up over at Joe's house. So we're doing things differently, and a lot of it by social media, by the website, you know, what's going on. And what I love about United Way is you are positioned to respond quickly. United Way has been here how many years now in this community? In the Mid-Willamette Valley, do you have a number for me? I'm throwing you on
Yeah,
the spot.
You are. I'm going to get in trouble for that one.
Been here a long time.
Yeah, I think that we established in Salem in 1938. I think I might get in trouble if I'm off on that. It's been a long, long time.
A long time. So well established, yeah. Well respected in our community, and you have accountability when it comes to funds. You have to do reports. You do an annual report. You do all of those things to say that the money that we raise goes back out. And what I love about this United Way is they are positioned to do that exactly. They can get the money and go back out. And today we're raising funds for the food program. The food, what is it called exactly? The bundle basket.
We're saying food box, but in reality, it's actually a bag because it just packs easier and gets out the door faster. But it's definitely COVID relief. It's definitely, you know, what's raised here stays here. And we're making sure that those folks that need it get it. And it's not a matter of vetting or asking questions. If you call and say, hey, we need, we respond with, okay, we'll be there.
Right. And you can buy a food box. You can help sponsor it for as little as $20. Or maybe you want to do two boxes or three boxes, or, you know, and some of us can do more. We can do more. And you just go to the website and you can click on. I need another cup of coffee. You can click on the COVID-19 resources, click on the donate to the fund little link, and you go to United Way, MWV.org. I've been tongue-tied on that all morning. And you click on that, and right there you can put in your information. And by the end of today, Everybody will take the names of everybody who donated. We're going to draw a gift card and announce it on the radio tomorrow. What else is going on at United Way? Talk to me a little bit about the Safe Sleep again.
Safe Sleep is our no barrier women's only shelter. It's on Front Street. Partnered with Inside Out Church. And we started, opened our doors on December 15th, and there's 19 women that come in every evening. And when I say there's a low barrier, there's other women's shelters in our community, but they need to be drug and alcohol free and sober and in a program. And this particular shelter, we've decided to have no barrier. They can be inflicted with drugs or alcohol. They just can't use on property. We're open from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. every day. So we're feeding usually meals in the evening and some sort of breakfast out the door in the morning, which is also part of our food program. As we partner with Safeway and get donations from them, it's helped us get them muffins in the morning or, you know, things in the afternoon. But other organizations in Salem, such as Cozy's Deli, they make dinner once a week for these ladies and bring it in, and they get a hot meal. And sometimes it's kind of feel-good food, comfort food.
Right.
But they all have beds, and South Cloth and Ash has donated some blankets to them, and so they get to wrap themselves in yummy blankets every night. And women need to be off the streets at night. They're preyed upon, and their lives are made more difficult because of that. So we know that 19 women are safe every single night.
Well, the one thing that I know about having worked in and interned in with homeless when I was in college is women oftentimes will try to stay awake at night and sleep during the day.
Absolutely.
Because they're most vulnerable at night. And it's just not anybody on the street in my mind shouldn't be there to begin with. And there are many, many reasons, not just a few. I think in general, we have just a few reasons why people are on the street. There are many, many reasons. A lot of them are tied to mental health, but we've got to do what we can do to make sure that there's some safe places and they have an opportunity to get the help that they need. Mm-hmm. Right. And so you're growing it from wanting to grow it from 19 to 40 potentially.
To 40.
And in the current space, do you have that ability there?
We have the current ability. We have been working with an architect to get some plans put together and then another construction company to give us bids. The first and foremost thing that we need in that place is there's enough room to put the beds, but it doesn't have a laundry facility and it doesn't have a commercial kitchen and there's only one bathroom.
Okay.
And 19 women using one bathroom has
been disastrous.
And so we did put a porta potty out for a while to try and alleviate that, but then women were going in and out.
Yes.
And the idea is that they come in at 7 o'clock and they don't
and
leave
they
again.
Stay safe.
Right, exactly.
Yes, all through the night. So perhaps some of our listeners know businesses that are in the construction industry or whatever. There's other ways that you can get involved and get you know, be a part of the solution here, right here in Salem. And what's the phone number if someone wanted to give a call?
Safe Sleep is run through United Way, so it's our office phone number. It's 503-363-1651.
And give us the website again.
Well, I know I've
now
got me
I've got
doing
you,
it.
Alma.
UnitedWayMWV.org.
And I want to encourage you, what can you do? Can you give a gift of $20 to support one of these boxes today? We are having a wonderful, wonderful day together, United Way, Mid Willamette Valley. Thank you so much for being here today and
Thank
being
you,
a
Stacey.
Part of the solution. Check in again maybe in a month. Let
okay.
us know how we can
Absolutely.
Help again. All right. Thank you for teaming together and making a difference. Have a fantastic Monday, my friends. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing, you and I, we're overcomers. Be blessed.